is what you need to know with Kendall Gilding from 7 News.
What a treat. We normally see her on TV in the afternoon. She's gotten up early for us to maybe tell us about the cyclone, Kendall.
Good morning. Yes, Cyclone Kimmy's the big one today. Or I should say ex-tropical cyclone Kimmy.
Oh.
Good news for those in the north. Yeah, she was downgraded overnight. So at about 4 a.m., she's now a tropical low, which is good. Good news for the people up there. I'm actually a Cairns girl, and so all of my family are up there. And every time this a cyclone comes along, I'm eagerly seeing how they prepare and what they're in for, having lived through, you know, Larry and Yasi. But yeah, so she's a tropical low now. And if you take a look at that tracking map, she really just danced along the coast before she's now doing a U-turn and she's going back up there.
Oh, so heading back up towards Cairns. So she turned around just off Townsville and now she's heading back up north.
Yeah. And the good news, I mean, on the northern side of a cyclone, you don't see a lot of rain. But now that she's going back up, it'll be a bit of a watch and see up there. I mean, all of the warnings have been cancelled at this stage, but there could be some flash flooding and major river flooding up there today and tomorrow. So there'll be a lot of eyes on that area. We've got reporters Georgie Chumley and Tom Hartley up there in North Queensland, so they'll have all the latest for us on that.
We're pretty safe down here, Kendall. We won't see anything off the back of that, will we? I know we had thunderstorms yesterday and a bit of rain, but...
No, I mean, I want to say no because it's heading north, but we've seen cyclones literally do the most bizarre tracks down the coast and we've definitely been impacted in the past, but I'm going to say no at this point.
Kendall, I expect to see a lot of locals. They all go to the pub and just stand in the water that's the flood waters. They love doing that. Oh, no, we're used to it. But what I do like is if there was some major wind, one of your reporters, who have you got up there? If they're standing there with their rain jacket, that's a big piece of cred for your CV. Correct.
I tell you what. I mean, we've got Tom Hartley and Georgie Chumley up there, but you know, if Paul Burt was there,
God,
would find the strongest wind for you, and he'd get out there real exactly
water skiing.
Speaking of cyclones, Kendall, Bernard Tomic seems to be making a bit of a mess across our TVs at the moment. We're giving us insight into lockdown. What's happening with the tennis?
This is absolutely crazy. These tennis players, they're all having a pretty serious whinge about their lockdown conditions. And look, I don't think any of us blame them because lockdown would suck. But at the same time, it's a bit like, well, we're not going to let you out. So a quarter of the players that have come over, all the teams and the people, are in hard quarantine because 72 players are close contacts of 6 people who have COVID. So, of course, we're going to lock them up the same way we would anyone else. Anyway, Bernard Tomic in particular and his girlfriend have been whinging about it. We played some of her social media posts last night on the news. Oh, my goodness.
Kendall, was that the bit about the hair?
Yeah.
Could you just remind everyone?
She basically said the hardest part about lockdown is her hair because she doesn't wash her own hair.
No. What does she mean? So does Bernard
like,
normally do that for her?
I'm like assuming she gets it blow dried every week or something. But
lucky girl.
The thing that this has then sparked is Nick Kyrgios has taken to Twitter overnight, tweeting these clips and tweeting the news stories, just saying, and his comments like, quote, no perspective, ridiculous scenes. And we don't often agree with what Nick Kyrgios has to say, but on this occasion, I think most of us do.
Oh, we'll see. Actually, if they're playing 12 hours of Pokemon or whatever they're doing all day in their room, Nick Kyrgios has a chance to win this competition because that's what he's good at.
Anyway. I think 12 hours of Pokemon says a lot about Bernard Tomic and his girlfriend. Not much else going on.
Exactly.
Thanks, Kendall. Speak soon.
Have a great day.
Kendall Gilding, you can see her on 7 News at 4 o'clock every afternoon and 6 p.m. each night on Channel 7.